Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, and welcome to Everything is Fine, a podcast for women over 40. We are your hosts. I'm Kim France.
And I am Jennifer Romolini.
Jen, you just got back from the East Coast. You just made a quick trip to Philadelphia.
I did. I had dinner with my brother. My sister stayed with me in my hotel room one night. My best friend, high school friends, knew I was coming into town, and like they all came in and we had dinner together Saturday night.
Oh, how nice.
Including a friend who drove in 2 hours, then turned around and drove 2 hours again.
Amazing.
It was, I am just here to say, like, friends, man. Like,
I know.
Just like friends. That's it. That's the whole solution. It's just, I felt so joyful just being with them. And, you know, we've known each other since we were teenagers. We all showed up. It was like everybody looked the same to me, even though we're all 50. I was like, oh, well, nobody's changed.
You know? Right.
And it was just lovely. And also Philly. I was telling you before we got on, like, I don't even think it's like a shitty city. I love it. It's my shitty city.
It's your shitty city.
It really is. And like, I don't actually think it's a shitty city, but I know it's not like spectacular. I just love it. I am charmed by it, and it feels like home. And anyway, it was very hard to come back here is the bottom line.
Wow. Yeah. The friends thing is for real. And the old friends thing is for real. And it's amazing. Like, you gave me goosebumps when you were talking about it, because they show up for you in the most amazing ways.
Yep. Yeah. And it's just, there's just something about it. There's something about knowing each other for that long. Like, it just, we haven't all been together in years. I mean, I think the last time we were together, we were in our 30s. God, like all four of us together. And it felt like no time had passed. Like, that's the cliche, but it really felt like that. Like, we fell into our same dynamic. We were making each other like die laughing. It was the best. It was just the best.
Oh, there's nothing better than that. That makes me think of the night that you and I went out to dinner with two of our friends. Not the last time when you were in New York, but the time before that.
Oh my God. Yes.
We had so much fun that night. It was such uproarious fun.
And it was hours and hours. And it's shared history. It's just, there's a comfort in that. It's hard to replicate in other, you know, when you relocate, it's just hard.
There are just so many different flavors of friendship.
That's also true. Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's like you can't, the shared history thing, the only other people you have that with are your siblings.
That's right.
You know, and then your newer friends, like even your older, newer friends, it's just a different thing.
Well, it's just a different thing because they know you as a, you know, the older friends really have like a warts and all situation. Yes. You know, I mean, and I consider at this point you and I older friends because we have known each other. We have history together.
Yes,
you
know? We do.
And it's from a long time ago. Even if we weren't close then, we understand each other in a different way, a different kind of chemical way, because we just have context for each other.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. No, it's really true. I remember at my wedding, I don't know why I'm telling this story. It doesn't reflect well on me. But at my wedding, my sister-in-law, Shireem, who performed the ceremony, said some really nice things about me and said, you know, Kim is a person you can say anything to and she won't turn her back on you and blah, 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 blah. And I was looking around the room and thinking, there are a couple of people in here who might argue with that. People might have a tiny quibble with that assessment of me.
That's not true. You're not a judgmental person. You're really not. Like, you really will just take a person like kind of like, you know, the warts and all. I really think that about you.
I know, but I feel guilty about ragging on my friend for buying a Chanel bag last week.
I know. I don't know why we didn't cut that.
It occurred to me to cut it, and I really should have. So I feel guilty about it.
Well, we're sorry. And you were having a moment of pettiness and you're sorry.
Yes. And I guess better to judge people on petty things than like the really big things.
Yeah. Like the terrible things. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
Totally. Like this holiday season is just shot for me. I think we're going to have to cancel this party.
No.
Because the kid's sick and it's just, the kid has, okay. You know, when you're around somebody who's sick, and you're like, okay, when's it coming for me? Like, yeah. They're so sick that it's just like a sick vapor is just around them. And you're aware that like, my kid doesn't have COVID. They've been tested twice, so who knows? But I came home to like a very sick kid who has like the flu or RSV, whatever that fucking other thing is. I don't know. My kid has something and we'll see where it goes. Right now they're not worryingly sick, but they're sick. Like you forget like, okay, this is just sick.
Yeah.
And I'm looking around and I'm like, when? when is it coming for me? Because it's going to come for me anyway. So we're going to have to cancel the party. But that's what I was going to say is, and this is kind of a bummer thing that happened this week. A good friend, not a close friend, but a close colleague and a person I knew in that capacity. And so they were my friend. I've worked on several projects with them, passed away last week.
I'm so sorry.
She was my age. Or younger, maybe, around my age. And she just suddenly passed away. And she was such a good, good person. And I really like loved her. Like I trusted her and I liked working with her. And I looked forward to our next project. Like we just wrapped a thing together and we just like would find ways to work together. And it was so sudden and I can't believe it. Like I know she was working on a book proposal. Like she wasn't ready to die. You know,
yeah.
There's just... So this holiday season is not in any way like, you know, the house is not, it's just nothing that like I would think of as the holiday season. Like I just spent 5 days of the holiday season in a hospital, like with like one of those dinky fucking Christmas trees, those dusty ass, you know, and I have to say, I feel like I am more in what the correct spirit of the holidays is than I've ever been, which is like, oh my God, I am so blessed. I cannot believe the love I have in my life. I can't believe the people who show up for me. I can't believe the life I have.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's it. It doesn't fucking matter if you have the Christmas cookies made or whatever the fuck you're doing. You know, it's like, it's really that. I just got to spend quality time with, you know, 9 people I love between my family and my friends. And now I work from home. So I'm caring for my child in like a very doting way. And like, that's it.
Yep.
That's all it is. That's the whole fucking thing.
Yeah. You know, and it's a shame that when we have those moments that are usually born of something very sad happening that jolts us into perspective. It's a shame that that perspective never really lasts, but I think it's just the nature of the beast.
I think you just kind of can't live in that space for very long. I think it's just really hard to stay in it.
Yeah.
To stay in it, because it's just, it's too vulnerable. It's too open. Life is full of too much bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's sort of what I think. I don't know.
Now, speaking of Christmas and changing
my bummer death in hospital topics
to something completely stupid. Were you aware of the existence of Christmas themed bars?
You mean year round Christmas themed bars?
It is my understanding that most of them are pop-ups, or they take existing spaces over and turn them and make them Christmassy.
This is stupid. Because any bar can be a Christmas-themed bar if you fucking decorate the bar for Christmas. These fucking Gen Zers again.
Well, I promise never to bring up Time Person of the Year Taylor Swift again on this podcast.
But
I did read that she and Travis Kelce, after a game, their most recent game, which the Kansas City Chiefs lost, hosted a party at a Christmas themed bar in Kansas City. So I thought, is this just a Midwestern thing, or does this exist everywhere? And so I Googled it, and I learned that right here in my own backyard are Christmas themed bars.
Are you sure they're not just a bar?
That's super decorated.
That's super decorated. Like the holiday cocktail lounge, I feel like, as always, looks like a Christmas themed bar. Like,
that's funny.
I just also, there's nothing like being an old like wood bar in New York when they slap up the Christmas lights.
It's true.
Just the best in like this shitty dusty tree. Like I love a janky Christmas. Who used to do it? Kate Spade's husband used to document, what is his, Jax, was it Jack Spade?
No, that was the name of the company, Andy Spade.
Andy Spade's Instagram was janky Christmas decorations for like years.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she died, I mean, this is now a bummer. I'm headed back to Bummerland.
I know.
I can't help it. I'm so like, oh, life.
No, that was very sad when Kate Spade died. That was horrible. Tragic.
It was horrible, but I guess she really loved Christmas. So he stopped doing this bit on social media. And mm-hmm. then they put up in like a field, like a Christmas tree that's up for like in her hometown, like a Christmas tree that's up year round, that's lit year round. I know. Wow.
I know. That just gave me the chills again. I'm really getting the chills a lot today.
I mean, you know, here I am. This is the purpose I'm serving. Never going to get to wear that pleather jumpsuit. I'm telling you, I could just feel it's just never happening.
You're going to wear the pleather jumpsuit to our live event in LA, which is going to happen when one of our Los Angeles listeners secures us a spot.
Look, we'll take any night, any time. Our last show was at like 2 p.m.
I know, on Easter Sunday. We'll do anything.
We'll do anything. We don't care. No, I got a few suggestions for it. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. We'll definitely figure it out. I did nothing. I've absorbed no culture. I mean, we're going to have a best of episode that we'll talk about culture, but I've done shit. What did you do this week?
Well, I did watch a movie.
Okay.
I watched The Holdovers, which is an Alexander Payne movie.
Okay.
And it is about the kids who get stuck in the dorms at a fancy boarding school over Christmas vacation.
Mm. And Giamatti's in it, right?
And Paul Giamatti's in it. And he plays mm-hmm. like the teacher they get stuck with who's, you know, loathes the students and is loathed by the students. And
mm-hmm.
I liked it.
You liked it? Yeah. I have a whole list of things that I want to watch. Also, I want to see Invisible Beauty. Did you see that documentary that's up? It's the story about, God, I'm forgetting her name. I should just stop talking. Oh, it's a story. That would be really good for the podcast. No, it's a documentary about Beth Ann Hardison. The amazing black model. And that I just saw, like, I was just watching a bunch of things about that on Instagram, and it looks great. And I really would like to watch that. That's my to watch.
Yeah. What's the name? What's the name of the movie with Emma Stone in it and Nathan Fielder?
Oh, I don't. Is it Emma? Is it Nathan Fielder?
I thought it was.
Are you talking about Poor Things?
I am talking about Poor Things.
Willem Dafoe, is Nathan Fielder in that movie?
I think so.
I know Rami is in it, but I didn't know. And who else is in it? Oh my God.
I know.
Oh my God, this is a hard. Okay, Mark Ruffalo. I love anything with a Mark Ruffalo in it. I don't think that. Let me see.
I'm thinking of an Emma Stone. It's either a series or a movie that they're in together. But I could be inventing this.
I think you might be right that Nathan Fielder is in it. I'm looking at IMDb right now, so we will know for sure. So fun for Natalie to have to edit this. Listeners, you should know that, like, when we go off on these like stumbles, Natalie cuts them out, and then I'm like, "Wow, we sound so great!" And then I remember how long it took us to get to the situation. I don't see him in this, but maybe he is in it.
Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
I don't know. He's probably in it and I just can't find it. I want to see that. I want to see Poor Things. I want to see May, December. I want to see the movie you just talked about. Did you watch Oppenheimer?
No, and I need to. And I know that's...
I do too.
It's like Schindler's List. I need to, right?
I know.
And it's so long.
It's like 4 days long.
It's just endlessly long.
And then like also the Scorsese movie, which I did not watch, Killers of the Flower Moon. I didn't watch that because I was like, that's a 3 day investment.
I know. And also a bummer and an important bummer, but a bummer.
Yeah. An important bummer, but a bummer. Yeah, what other movies do you want to see? The Golden Globe nominations came out.
I saw that the Golden Globe nominations came out. I mean, I guess I'm going to want to see the Leonard Bernstein movie.
Maestro.
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 Yes.
Are you going to want to see it?
Not in a theater. Not in a theater. I mean, and that's like a big thing, you know, at this point, because you can, if you wait long enough, you can stream anything.
Anything. So,
you know,
yes.
movies like Barbie was in the theaters, and then, you know, now I don't think you can stream it yet. I think you have to pay, but you don't have to wait long, and paying for the movie costs less than two people going to the movie. So
yeah, it's true.
I looked at the Golden Globes nominations. I looked at them. I saw that Quinta Brunson, I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name, mm-hmm. from Abbott Elementary. I believe she was nominated for a Golden Globe. And it made me wonder what happened to that show. I guess the strike sort of got in the way.
Yeah, it's gonna come back. I saw that Ted Lasso was, and I was like, come on. This last Ted Lasso season was such trash. And you know why it was trash. Did I tell you my theory about why Ted Lasso was trash?
I'm still stuck on the fact that you think the last season of Ted Lasso was trash.
You thought it was good the last season? Did you
really
like it?
Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh my God. I thought we were going to totally agree on this. I was like, this is bad.
Tell me why you thought it was bad.
Because I think that, in my opinion, there was a plot that was supposed to go a certain way, which was that Ted Lasso's character was maybe going to be kind of an asshole because his wife was with this new man and he was going to be kind of an asshole. And then he was going to have a different kind of arc because he was going to kind of be a jerk. Like, we're going to have mm-hmm. something interesting happen to Ted Lasso instead of zero character development really over time. And I think Sudeikis was like, whoa. there's this salad dressing thing out there. I laid down in a driveway. Like, we're not doing this. So what they did instead was they really focused on characters that I didn't care as much about. I mean, maybe everybody else really is into Nate, but that was way too much of a Nate arc for me.
Okay, I agree with you about that. Too much Nate.
Also, the episodes were like, some of them were like an hour and 10 minutes long. I was like, what is this show anymore? It wasn't about the sport at all. Not that it has to be, but it just, I felt like it really lost its way. And I felt like I really felt disappointed and like it was bullshit. And even like the characters I loved, like Brett Goldstein's character, like I just felt like everything I was there for it didn't give me anymore.
Right.
And I think it was a Sudeikis. I really do think that it was like way too much of a, he was just like, no. And so there was then this aborted plot mission. And now we just had this thing where it was like six episodes of Nate. And I charming as a side character, but not to me, should step into the main character role.
Yeah, you have a point. And I'm intrigued by your theory as to what was going to happen.
It just looked that way to me. I mean, because you could see it, like the his ex-wife is getting involved with somebody. And I think that would have been a more interesting arc if he had struggled, if he had become kind of an asshole. I think that's where it was going to go. And then they just took a turn. Because if you really watch it, it didn't make sense. It like you were like, what's going on? Where this is like, where is Ted Lasso in Ted Lasso? Like, where is he? Yeah. He was just absent from many episodes.
You're right. Wow.
Yeah. Sorry. That's my Ted Lasso theory. I can't believe I haven't shared it with you. I can't believe we talk every week and I've had a bee in my bonnet about this for like 3 months.
I can tell. Well, I'm excited because The Crown comes back this week and then it'll be gone.
Yeah, The Crown is coming back and then it'll be gone. But I can't believe that it came like that. They served up those two parts of the season that quickly.
It's a little weird because when they did it with Better Call Saul or Mad Men, I think they did it with Mad Men too. There was a hunk of several months in between the first half and the second half of the season.
Yeah, it seems strange that they didn't have any time in between. That seems strange to me.
Yep.
I forgot. I feel like I need to say this because my high school friend's sister reached out to me, Kristen, hello. She wanted me, she works in as a financial advisor, and she wanted me to tell everybody that whole life insurance can sometimes be good for people. She was like, and I was like, she was like, listen, I don't want you to be giving people bad advice. And I was like, I don't think anybody's listening to me about money advice. And if they are, like, God love them. But anyway, she wanted me to have everybody know that to talk about their whole portfolio with whomever they're talking to, and sometimes whole life insurance serves a purpose. It's not always an evil. So there I go. See, I'm being responsible, Kristen.
Very good to know. Dry-nuary is coming up.
Oh, interesting.
When everybody quits drinking for the month of January.
Yes. Are you going to?
It sounds like kind of like doing it for a finite amount of time could be kind of a cool experiment.
I similarly have been thinking about sober January, dry-annuary, whatever. I've been thinking that I might stop smoking pot for like a month and see what happens.
Such a good idea. I mean, know. I'm saying it's such a good idea for me.
I don't know.
For both of us. I know.
I guess it's a good idea. I guess.
A little resistance break.
Yeah, it's a little resistance break. I think for me, it's always when I can't imagine stopping that I should stop.
Yep.
So I think I might do that. I don't know. Do you have any like New Year's resolutions? I mean, we could talk about this later, but do you have like, is that?
I don't make New Year's resolutions. My main resolutions now all center on my upcoming birthday.
Okay.
Like these are ways I've got to get my shit together before I turn 60.
Can we go on a trip for your birthday?
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
Can we go on a trip? I would love a trip.
Copenhagen. We just got one of our commenters today. One of our questions was, when are you coming to Copenhagen?
I might be going to Copenhagen next August. We should go as a thing for the show, but I'm trying to get like a book situation going in Copenhagen.
Good.
I told my editor, I was like, I don't know. I think Kim and I are big in Copenhagen. I don't know. Like, it's not like it's like Hasselhoff or something, you know, like he's big in. I don't know if it's true, but I would just like to go to Copenhagen. But yes, Copenhagen. But I was thinking more somewhere warm.
Yeah, somewhere warm would be nice. Well, I am going somewhere warm when I come out to LA, but then somewhere really warm.
Yeah. When you come out to LA, it's going to be the winter. It's like, you know,
it's going to be, I know it's going to be in the 40s and 50s.
It's the 50s. I mean, maybe you get like a nice 60s day. That's possible, but
I'm still looking forward to it already.
Yeah. No, I'm psyched for you to come.
I feel the need to tell you a story about Copenhagen.
Oh, please do.
When I was a teenager, my grandfather sent all of his grandchildren on a teen tour of Europe together on a bus.
Wow.
Yes, he thought we weren't close enough and he wanted us to be closer. So he sent us on a trip on this crappy teen tour of Europe where you go to one country every day. And
oh, you don't get to really see anything.
Anything.
Oh, you just that's get to, the worst.
You just tick it off your list.
Oh.
So I was in Copenhagen and I was out at a bar very late at night and I was talking to this couple. And they were really nice to me. And they kept saying, like, why don't you come home with us? And I was like, because I got to catch the bus in the morning. Like, they were like, come home with us. I was like, no, I really can't. It was decades later that I realized they wanted to have a threesome.
Oh, my God. How old were you?
I was 17, 18.
Oh, God.
And the most sheltered, like, you know, naive 17 or 18-year-old. I mean, I wouldn't have gone, but I have no regret about how it played out. It's just amazing to me that it took me years to figure out that that's what that was about.
Alex and I have been cruised by swinger couples a couple times in our lives. It happened twice. Like, it happened once at a bar in Boston, and we were just talking to this couple. And I then, like, all of a sudden, it was like, wait a second. What is happening? They want it like this. And we're just such doofs in that way that is not... It's just not us at all. And like, it's happened to us, I think, twice. And both times, like afterwards, we're like, do you think that that was? And yes, it was. Oh my God. Yeah, that's always weird.
No judgment, of course, on any of it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, good for you. Like, that kind of, but that is not, it's certainly not who, it's not who each of us is individually, but certainly not as a couple. Like, we
certainly
are not
as a couple.
Not that. That's not our thing. But good for you.
No, I know. I've never actually had a threesome. I can go through life saying I've never actually had a threesome. I never wanted to have a threesome. I always felt like I would just, like, the two other people would get busy with each other and I'd just be hanging out staring at my cuticles.
I've never had one either. I was just trying to think, have I had one? And no. And it's because I've choked a couple of times before I could have had one because I just the anxiety that I would be too confused.
It's a lot. I would think it would be a lot.
Really confusing. And I have to say, like, a lot of people give the, and just like that, the Sex and the City reboot a lot of shit. Miranda trying to have a 50-year-old woman or a 50, whatever, a middle-aged threesome and not knowing where to put her hand, like putting her hand like a claw on somebody's arm and just like not knowing how to bust into the whole thing. Like, that's exactly how I'm too awkward.
Yes, that's how I would feel. Exactly what you said. Like, I didn't know how to bust into the whole thing. Exactly. Like, I wasn't, like, it was highly choreographed and I had no steps.
And it's just a lot of parts. I feel like I would get really overwhelmed by all the things happening. You know, and I don't like, and I like, look, it depends. Like, if it was two men like that, my, I don't know which would be worse, because two dicks, I would be like, whoa.
No, yeah, too much dick.
Okay. And like, not even like that I can't think that it's sexy. It's like totally a sexy thing to me. I just think placing myself in it, I'm so clumsy. I just can't imagine.
No, I just think the risk of me spontaneously beginning to laugh would be too high.
Or worse, just like throwing a limb and knocking somebody's eye out, you know, like just awkward. I mean, in the show, like, Miranda gets a Charlie horse in the middle, which is just the funniest thing to me, because, like, of course, because you're putting your leg up in a weird way. Like, of course that would happen. Yeah. I mean, look, everybody who is, this is a project I definitely want to take on, because I would love to write a book about sex because of this, because of my awkwardness, and because I'm like, what? How? Oh my God.
Take a quick break for some ads.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Support for Everything is Fine comes from Ritual. So I love Ritual. Everyone knows I love Ritual. I talk about Ritual all the time. I particularly love its daily multivitamin. And I also really have been enjoying their melatonin. But the thing I love most about Ritual is their Hyacera. It's a once daily skin supplement that's clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to 3.6 times reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to a placebo. Hyacera led to 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness within 90 days as compared to a placebo. You can enhance your skincare routine from the inside out with one daily capsule essenced with soothing vanilla. I love Hyacera. It's been rigorously tested and validated. It's one of the industry-leading sustainability. It meets all of the industry-leading sustainability standards. You know I'm a beauty editor now. I am all about keeping my face plump, and Hyacera absolutely has done that for me. I've been on it for months. I don't even know how long, and I can really see a difference in the texture of my skin. My skin looks more juicy, I guess, is the best way to do it. Say it, do it. Okay, so you can start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/fine. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription to get today. That's ritual.com/fine for 25% off.
And we're back.
Yes. Yeah, so the resolutions around my birthday, like eat better.
Okay.
Figure out some kind of exercise situation.
We have to have a fitness guest on.
We have to have a fitness guest. And like other stuff I just got to do. Other stuff too embarrassing to mention on the podcast that I haven't dealt with that I have to deal with.
Yes. Yes, I know.
But no, I never make New Year's resolutions because they're, I mean, It feels a little forced, you know, like
yeah.
On this day, whenever I've made big changes, I've just woken up one day and said, okay, this is the day this big change happens.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know. I feel like everything's evolving. And so I don't even think like a big change for me, a big change just happening one day, that doesn't really work for me. Like, I have to like slowly build things into the system.
Yeah.
Or else I'll just do it for 3 weeks and then it will stop.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, and then I'm disappointed in myself, you know, it's hard to commit to things. I have to say, I think I could live in a hotel forever.
I did live in a hotel for a summer.
Yes. And I lived when I was married, my ex-husband, which I probably shouldn't say this, but he was in, he was like a hotel executive, and we did live in hotels sometimes. And I did live in a hotel for 6 months, and I did miss having a kitchen eventually. But it's nice to live in a hotel. It's nice to just leave and have somebody clean up. And it's nice to just go downstairs and you start to get in the rhythms of the hotel. You're like, oh, and this is when the guy I like is on for breakfast, you know?
Yeah. No, I love hotels. I love hotels. I love staying in hotels. I spend too much on hotel rooms when I travel.
Oh, me too. I just love it. I use every single amenity. I'm just like, oh, there's a robe. There's a, you know, whatever the fuck. I don't even care.
And for some reason, anything in a mini bar is like 20 times more appealing to me because it's in the mini bar. You know, shit I would never eat, like the Cajun mix. When do I ever eat Cajun mix except in a hotel room?
It's just there. It's just there. It's like glow. It's like a glow. And it's like, I know this one nut is $30 and I don't care.
Well, I know. I won't mention the hotel you stayed at in Philadelphia, but it's a hotel that I sometimes stay at in Philadelphia. And yes. I was very thrilled to see on your social media feed that they have reinstated room service.
Yes, it was. The room service was trash. The breakfast itself downstairs in the kitchen was good. The room service was trash, like thick omelet, like just like a plate that was wet and shouldn't have been, you know, just like, you know, just things had kind of gone wrong. But it doesn't matter because it's room service. Like room service is always good, even when it's horrible.
It's magic.
It's magic. You're in your fucking pajamas and somebody brings you a tray of food and then takes it away.
And often brings like little mini Heinz ketchups with it.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. No, I mean, there's nothing as good. And I had a sofa. I had like a sectional on top of it. It was like, oh my God, I was working in there. I was like, this is fantastic. It's fantastic. And then I came home. I was like, I love all you guys, but you know, you're not as great as Gregory at the hotel.
I understand.
What else is on your list?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm very bored with everything I cook.
Okay. Okay.
I need some new ideas. I need some like, I sound like such a housewife. I need some easy, fast, weeknight dinners.
Okay. Alex, my husband, is teaching himself to cook. Mm-hmm. And he has been working his way through Allison Roman's cookbook.
Really?
Yes. And he's been making amazing, amazing things that don't actually look that hard.
Really?
And I would also say Julia Tertian is amazing, amazing for like weekday, like just the most amazing meatballs I've ever had, you know,
really?
Just like really, really good. All of her cookbooks are good. I would say either of those are fantastic.
Yeah, I need a new cookbook. I need, because I Google recipes, you know, but you never know if you're getting a good recipe when you Google. There's no like, they're used, like, does Epicurious even exist anymore? And was it ever good? I don't know.
It was, and it does, but it's like hard to, it's hard to deal with now. Like, it's like you have, like everything, like there's like, you get on there and there's like a million pop-ups and then there's another ad and then you accidentally click on the ad and then there's a video and then, you know, and then finally you get to the thing, but then there's six more ads and recipes because they're all trying to win in search traffic. I fucking can't stand how long the information is before I get to the recipe. It's horrible. I don't want to know your whole life story. I just want to see what these cookies are.
I know. It's very well, usually at the top they have something that says jump to recipe.
Not always. No? Not always. But yeah, so that's been helping Alex learn to cook. Like I you know, I figure out a bunch of different things. Like once I understand, like I'll be like, oh, okay, I'm gonna make something that's kind of like a paella. Like once I have like a flavor profile, I can do pretty much anything, but it's just, you know, whatever. He does not have that, so he's teaching himself to cook, which is very exciting for him. I have something. I got my Spanx pants in the mail.
The Spanx pants, there's been so much discussion of on the Facebook group.
So much discussion. I wrote about the Spanx pants on Patreon. I was like, are these the perfect pants? Maybe. And then I didn't order them, but then I did order the same pair because they were on super sale and they were bright red. And I was like, I like a bright red pant. I could try these. So I got them. They finally came. They took a long time to come. Something to know everybody. But I did buy them during Black Friday. They might have had like a high volume. I put them on this morning because they came while I was gone and they're fucking perfect. They just fit perfectly. They sort of hug everything in. The material is thick. They're like cut really nicely. They kind of have a wide leg. They're a little bit cropped because I'm tall. Like I think that on somebody who was, you know, a couple inches shorter, they would actually hit right at the ankle. But I was looking at them in the mirror and I was like, God, I look good in these pants. And I was like, I look better in these pants than I've looked in any of the fucking 40 pairs of jeans that I've tried on over the past. And I was like, that's it. Just pants, no jeans.
Yeah, pants are hard too, though. Tell me what the name of these Spanx pants are, because Spanx offers several pants. And when I went to go look, I didn't know which ones we were talking about.
These are like, they're called like the perfect pants or something.
Okay.
It's kind of like wearing a Spanx. Like, but it's not that uncomfortable, but it's like, they understand that you have that maybe you would like, whether you are feeling wonderful about your body or not, maybe you would like to have a clean lined silhouette. Let's say that, right? You would just like a line, and so that's how they treat these pants. Like they're very thoughtful. Okay. So their pants are called the perfect pant.
The perfect pant.
And you can get them in high rise flare, slim straight, wide leg, or split hem, which bullshit. I'm not getting split hem. That's bullshit.
No, it's split hem I don't understand that as a thing.
I got the perfect pant kick flare in like this bright red color. And like, you know, I might want them to be longer. Like I said, they're a little short on me. But they're fucking great pants.
I'm going to get them.
They're really good pants. The only thing is, if you care about pockets, they do not have pockets. They don't have pockets. And they have cheap pockets. They have absolute like bullshit cheap pockets. Like I did try to put my hand in a pocket and I was like, that's not a pocket.
Right.
But they don't have pockets because they're keeping the silhouette. They're keeping it. They're keeping it nice and neat.
I have to try them. I'm having a pants problem. Pants I'm wearing today, I'm wearing J.Crew corduroys. Like I like them. They're fine. But I don't know. I don't know why it's so hard.
And you know what the thing is? I was with my sister. I'm sorry, everybody. Now we're probably talking about this for too long. But I was with my sister this weekend. And I was like, those jeans are nice. And she was like, no, they're not. Come on. They're not that nice. And I was like, they are nice. She was like, I'm having the worst time with jeans right now. And I was like, oh my God, you are. She was like, I've bought like 100 pairs of jeans and this one and this problem with this one. She was like, I know that we have to give up skinny jeans. She was like, but I understood how to make those work. I don't have the land of jeans now just doesn't make any sense to me. And I was so relieved to have somebody else just in this torment with jeans.
You know, the other day I tend to do okay with J.Crew jeans and pants. So I ordered two pairs of jeans on Black Friday. Mm-hmm. One of them was a wide leg pair. I tried them on. I was immediately like, these look terrible on me.
Yes.
Then a week later, I put them back on and I was like, huh, actually, they're kind of cool.
Really?
Like wide leg jeans. I think I'm kind of into these.
Okay.
So I wore them around all day and I said, Paul, what do you think of my jeans? And he's like, oh, they're really cute, Kim. They're the perfect thing for if you're not going to leave the house all day.
That's incredible. That's incredible. I too got those wide leg jeans thinking that I was going to look like, you know, Lauren Hutton. I was like, oh, for sure. I'm going to look like Lauren Hutton. I'm just going to wear them with a white button down and a brown belt. And I did not. I looked terrible in them. There was nothing good about them. There was not one part of it looked good. Not the legs, not the ass, not the stomach, not the crotch, nothing.
I don't know what we're supposed to do. Spanx pants. I guess that's what we're supposed to do.
I'll be curious to see how you feel. So it'll be interesting to see which one you pick and how you feel. But I was skeptical because also this bright red pair, because I'm cheap, you know, this bright red pair on Black Friday was on sale for $60. And I was like, oh, I'm 100% buying them because they're $150 usually.
Mm-hmm.
But now I just had them on. I was like, oh, this just feels like a normal pair of pants. I feel great.
Wow.
So that's my big update. That's really just fascinating. Okay. Okay. Here we go.
Are we going to ask questions now?
We are. Do any products actually... Oh, by the way, I think it's perineum. And I think we called it perineum. I think it's perineum, by the way. Nobody corrected me on that, but I think that I'm right. Okay. And the reason I say that is because I'm about to pronounce something I do not know how to pronounce. Okay. Do any products actually help with our ravaged...
Décolleté.
Oh, thank you. And crepey skin.
This is one for you.
No. I mean, some things can like change the texture of your skin and the fine lines, not the crepiness so much, but there are like, you know, there are like tightening creams. Like there's a Gold Bond cream that will make it look smoother. But really for this, you need a laser treatment. It's not surgery. Somebody said nothing does except surgery. It's not that. You actually can get like a Clear and Brilliant laser treatment or one of these laser treatments that will actually help that skin, and they do them for your chest. Or you can do a Morpheus 8, or you can do something that is specifically meant to help improve the texture of your skin and also lighten age spots. So if that's what's going on, that's what you need for that crepiness. And that will rejuvenate, build collagen. You can make it look softer and moisturized, which will make the lines appear less and make it look smoother. But really, you're going to have to get a laser, I think.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, what is your favorite movie of all time?
Oh, I can't. That's impossible.
Okay, name some movies. Some movies you love.
There's a foreign film called Together by Lucas Moodysson about a cult that I love so much. Lucas Moodysson has done many movies I love. There's also a movie he did about like a young girl's rock band that I really loved. There's another foreign movie called Black Cat, White Cat that I love a lot. I watched Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind a couple of weeks ago. And I was like, oh, I still really love that movie. But these aren't like, this is just like coming at the top of my head. Like this isn't like all time favorite, you know, but like these are some of my favorite movies. Continue, you go.
I will be the lowbrow voice, the voice of lowbrow, because all my favorite, the movies that I love to rewatch are all comedies.
Okay. Okay.
Like The In-Laws with Alan Arkin and Peter Falk.
That's not lowbrow. That's wonderful.
That's like one of the great comedies that there's ever been.
Yeah.
But like, this is Spinal Tap, a movie I could watch over and over again.
Right, right.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High, a movie I could watch over and over again.
Kramer versus Kramer was like a giant, giant fate. Like I could still watch that a million times. Tootsie. Not as problematic as you think, still not perfect, but not as bad as you think. Tootsie, I've watched probably 4,000 times. Jessica Lange is a goddamn revelation in that movie.
Okay, another question.
All right. Seems like most everyone I interact with is tired and grumpy and borderline depressed, despite, quote, having it all together. How do you continue to find the humor in it all? Do you crumple up after putting on a good show like the rest of us? I cry every day. I'm like Holly Hunter in that movie, in the Broadcast News. I love crying. I like had this great time in Philly. And then at one point I was just like, oh, I need to cry for like at least 20 minutes. Like, I cry every day.
Yeah. I don't fall apart very often, but I have gone through periods where I fall apart daily. And I don't know. I don't know why I'm having such a hard time with this question.
I mean, I think that like, I think the central problem here is like she's saying after putting on a good show. I think that neither of us.
That's why I don't get it.
That's right.
That's why I don't understand.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's the disconnect right there. It's like.
Oh my God, I love you.
I love you too, but not really. I'm glad I was able to boil that down for you. Okay. I have a good one for this. Okay. You've discussed body odor. I also worry if my house smells weird. This is also a thing that I worry. I'm always like, does it smell like dog breath and like chickpea juice? Okay. Any favorite
juice?
Totally. Cause like, how would you know? Are you the people with the weird house
you
smell?
You don't know. You don't know.
You don't know. Okay. Any favorite room spray or room deodorizer or things you boil to make the house smell good when guests come over? Okay. So there's this line. I think it's called Somoto Canyon. And it's one of these like weird, you know,
diffusers,
but I also use their room spray and it smells so good. Let me find the exact one. This is the Palo Santo one. I love it so much. But I don't know if it's, I don't know what it's called. I wrote about it on our Patreon a long time ago because I actually had this whole problem. I was like having this whole, oh, I know what it is. It's from a company called Nanin. and it's the Simoto Canyon Reed Diffuser, but they also have room fragrances and they're incredible. And everybody who comes to my house is like, oh my God, that smells so good when I spray it or when I have this guy active. So that is my solution. And I think that if you're feeling bad about the smell of your house, that's what you got to do.
There's a company called Soap and Paper Factory.
Okay.
We used to cover them all the time at Lucky because the woman who runs it was friends with our beauty editor.
Mm-hmm.
And they make room fragrances. They have several fragrances. They make one room fragrance that is perfect for this time of year because it's Roland Fir, F-I-R, not F-U-R. So it smells very piney and it's really, really nice. I also think getting a eucalyptus plant, some eucalyptus leaves and having them can like scent up a room a little.
When I clean, I spray like a room fragrance on the curtains, and maybe I'll do like a couple of spritzes on like pillows and stuff just to freshen things up. Cause I got a lot of fucking animals in this house. Like
you
have to like, it's, you know, I don't want to have a bad smelling house.
See, my dog was having some digestive issues and it's now eating wet food.
Oh.
And that is like the worst smell of all smells, but an untidy smell.
A top smell. And also you have to smell it in the morning too.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not excited about that development.
And the thing is about a room fragrance spray, they last forever. I've had this for like 2 years.
That's good to know.
Yeah. So anyway, okay. What do you hope to see in fashion for 2024? I wear jeans every single day. Jeans, sweater, t-shirts, boots, repeat. What can I do to spruce things up or make them more interesting?
Oh, man. I mean, that is my issue as well. I wear the same thing on repeat, particularly in the winter, because it's just so much easier. You know, I mean, am I going to really say lively accessories? I might.
I think you are.
I mean, I recently, I'll just say this one last thing, because you know I've been struggling with trying to wear color.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I bought colored socks on Amazon.
All right. Well, yeah. All right. What are they? Just colors or just stripes or what?
They're stripes.
All right.
But I feel like I'm actually making some progress now in that respect.
Yes. I think belts. But then again, like the Spanx pants don't have any belt loops. Like, oh, that's not the game I'm in right now. So let me just take that back. A kerchief. I really like, there's a couple of people I've like followed on TikTok, and I'll see if I can find them and do in the show notes. Like, I don't know. You put a sweater vest over your normal, you know, button down. You tie a kerchief around your neck. You get a new pair of earrings. You try color on the bottom. Like you buy a bright pair of pants, or you're just like, who gives a shit?
That I'm kind of at who gives a shit.
I kind of am too. I kind of am too.
All my life I wanted a uniform. Now I have a uniform and it doesn't make me happy. Why not just be happy with my uniform?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I went away on this trip and I was like, wow, I've really packed. This was bad. And then like, actually I was like, this is fine. It was just turtlenecks with a, you know, with a patterned button down on top of it. Turtleneck with a sweater. Jeans. I brought three pairs of jeans, like seven turtlenecks. I did like a going out dress up outfit and I put all black with a leopard print belt and gold. That's the other thing, shoes.
Yeah.
I have like that pair of gold Chelsea boots that I really like. Like that dresses it up. But who gives a shit? Like, I think that's for all of us. It's just like, it's all right. It's all right. There was a night when I went out after we knew my dad was okay and we had been through this like very harrowing day. My brother and I went out drinking. Like we were just like, I need a drink. Do you want a drink? Like, I know that's unhealthy coping mechanism, but I was like, I fucking earned this drink. And we were in like a really nice bar in Philly and there were all these young women like dressed to the not, like dressed up, mm-hmm. sexy dressed up, cool dressed up. And I was like, oh yeah, that's over.
I kind of feel that way. I mean, I spend a lot less money on clothes now. I'm a lot less excited to put together the cute little outfit. And why does it matter? It doesn't matter.
You know, find the thing, like maybe treat yourself to a blazer you're really interested, mm-hmm. like that one piece that you're like, this is, you know, this feels special. Like when you find something that feels special because it becomes rarer and rarer, at least for me, buy it. That's what I would say.
Excitement pieces.
Exactly. Excitement pieces. As everyone knows, I've been in a sexy turtleneck phase.
Well, here's a question we should just answer. Mm-hmm. Where can we read what Jen's been writing for Yahoo on beauty? I did Google this, but couldn't find any content, though this could obviously be user error.
I mean, yeah, they can find it. They can find it on Yahoo and Google my name. I think it's fairly easy. I can put it in the show notes. I'm doing a lot of like dealsy kind of stuff right now. But in the new year, I'm meeting with a very, very famous Beverly Hills plastic surgeon. And I'm going to be doing a What Actually Works series.
Oh, wow.
So I'm meeting with her because I just want to know, like, my face is pretty much untouched. I haven't had Botox in months. And I just want to know, like, what would you do? I'm not saying I'm going to get it, but what would you do? And there is this new thing that people are, anyway, this is kind of off the topic, that I'm very interested in, which is instead of filler, instead of injectables, they're just kind of like stimulating collagen. I think it's called STIM, and it's like they like inject you with something that helps your body stimulate collagen. And I don't really understand it yet, but I'm kind of interested in what that could look like, you know, and the neck. I'm very interested in what the hell can you do for a neck that's not a neck lift. But when that stuff starts coming out, I mean, right now I'm writing like, This J-Lo's favorite mascara is on sale, which J-Lo's favorite mascara is actually a great mascara. But I'm writing a lot of that, but I'm going to be doing like a bigger packages starting in the new year.
I am very intrigued by the idea of having an appointment with a plastic surgeon and asking them, what would you do?
Yeah, right?
Just like, what would you do?
Yeah. What would you do? What would you do?
Like, is it something I never thought of?
Yeah. Yeah. And if they're like, well, I mean, what I think they would be like is, well, you need an eyelid lift, you need filler in your chin, and you need a neck lift. That's what I suspect is going to happen. Not need, but if you were wanted to, you know, look more youthful, that's what I suspect is going to happen. But I'll be curious. But also, I just want to know. I like knowing what things are. Because also I like knowing, because then I like to look at other people and be like, you got this thing. I'm an asshole ultimately.
Okay, should we do one more and then
yes. Oh, okay. So this person is asking, do you really, and I mean actually really, believe online relationships, specifically those fostered through social media, are a reasonable stand-in for real life connection? How has social media helped or hindered your sense of belonging? I don't think I ever said that. That they're a stand-in?
No, I think we've both talked about people who are online friends.
Yeah. No, I don't think they're a stand-in at all. And I think the more that you're off social media, the better. I mean, but then again, like, I get a lot out of social media. I have a community on social media.
I've made friends on social media, actual friends. So yeah. I kind of think it's, you know, is it a stand-in for like real in-person, like the kind of friendships we were talking about at the beginning of the show? No. But I absolutely, like, being on social media has expanded my friendship horizons, I would say.
And look, like, I live in a place that I've lived in a long time, but that necessarily doesn't feel like home to me and never really has. My connectedness on social media, social media keeps me connected. Like, it actually does keep me connected. And then, you know, I have to just maintain a healthy relationship with it, because there comes a point when you're on it too much and you know it. You start to feel sick, and it's like, you start to feel compare and despair and just grody, you know? It's just, and you have to get off it. And so I'm always like putting Instagram back on my phone and taking it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it. I mean, we have made a very long episode here.
I know.
Next episode, so happy holidays, everybody. Next episode it's going to be the full holidays. Next episode will be our best of, and then we have a very special beginning of the new year episode for everybody coming up.
So yes, we're looking forward to it.
We're looking forward to that. So thanks for listening to Everything is Fine. We are your hosts. I'm Jen Romolini.
And I'm Kim France.
If you like the show, please rate and review it across the platforms. It really helps people find the show, and it really makes a difference to our listenership. If you want to support the production of the show, help us pay our editor and keep the lights on, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/everythingisfine. It's $3. It's a cup of bad coffee. So thank you for that. Thank you for everybody who's there. If you want to follow Kim, you can find Kim on her Substack, kimfrance.substack.com, Girls of a Certain Age. If you want to follow my beauty recommendations, not necessarily my beauty writing, but the products that I'm trying all month, I'm liking or I'm hating, you can find me on Jen Romolini's Vanity on Instagram. You can also pre-order my book, which is coming out next year.
And which you should say the name of.
Oh, okay. My book, which is called Ambition Monster, and it is coming out next year. Thank you, Kim. Oh, you can find us on social media at EIF Podcast, and we're also on Facebook with a robust and private Facebook group. The show is mixed and edited by Natalie Rivera, who we love and we're grateful to, and we will be back next week.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.